Patient's last name, A-R-I-A-S. First name is N-E-L-S-Y. Date of visit is June 28, 2023. Date of birth is October 12, 1950. Referring physician is Gia Gray, G-I-A. Last name is G-R-A-Y. And the next referee, Dr. Gray, I have the pleasure to see Nelsy, N-E-L-S-Y, today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next referee is President Nunes. Patient is a 72-year-old female, kind of presenting with a chief complaint memory loss of some majority. The history is provided by the daughter, kind of for translation for Spanish. The patient has been having progressive memory loss over the last few years. The first of the patient is having a slowly progressive worse. The first of she would forget names. The first of she would misplace things. The first of she would blame other people. The first of she would cry very easily. First of she misses appointments. Of course, have difficulty to do balance and math. Of course, there's no hallucination. For some, for past medical history, non-medical past surgical history, C-section, next to her conviction. Next to her paragraph, current medication is ALCLONETASON clean. Next to paragraph, allergies to penicillin. For a social history, patient is single. For a patient is three children. Patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. For a patient does not use the list of drugs. Next, for a family history, there's family history of brother with Alzheimer's disease. Next, for a review system, patient's rash. Next, for a neurological examination, mental examination, patient is awake and alert. For a patient knows it is June 20. Patient knows this is June of 2023. For a patient does not know the exact date. For a patient knows the president of the United States is Biden. A serial sevens is 1 out of 5. For a 5-minute short term recall is 2 out of 3. For a patient does not know the next holiday. For a patient does not know the previous holiday. For a patient follow commands appropriately. For a next impression. Next part of diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. First up, it shows mild background slowing. First up, otherwise, there's no epileptic form discharges. So first up, there's no spike in waves activity. So first up, this written question. Alzheimer's disease, common, mild to moderate. The first illness recommendation explains patient and the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next up, recommendation to take memantine 10 milligrams 1 POQD. First up, explains patient common side effects from the medication. First up, if she's able to tolerate the medication, common will increase it to twice a day. First up, I'll follow with the patient on September 25, 2023. First up, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is Tang, T-A-N-G, first name is Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, date of visit is June 28, 2023. Next, we have our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in June of 2020. Patient was in 29 Palms, California. First up, the patient was in a training exercise. First up, patient was hiking in dark at night. First up, the patient tells me that he was stepping on a rock. First up, the rock broke and fell down. First up, the patient fell down with the rock. First up, the patient fell down 50 yards. First up, the patient hit the head and had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, the patient, when he woke, the patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for a few minutes. First up, when he woke up, the patient was confused, disoriented, and severe headache. First up, next paragraph, patient also tells me that he was in August of 2021. Comma, patient was in Afghanistan. First up, a patient tells me that he was hit by refugee. First up, patient was actually punched in the head by refugee. First up, a patient had a severe head pain after that. First up, next paragraph, a patient currently has patient. Significant headaches, dizziness, inability to walk straight, chronic migraines, memory loss, stuttering, and difficulty concentrating. A patient tells me that he's seeing a neurologist at the VA and also a speech therapist. Patient is currently a student. First up, he's a full-time student. First up, he tells me that his symptoms are affecting his grades. First up, he's not able to perform well because of his memory loss symptoms. First up, also the chronic headaches also affecting him to concentrate. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. Next, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury for seven. It was in the June of 2020. Time a patient was in exercise training in 29 Palms, California. First of all, a patient was hiking during night in dark. First, that patient hit a patient step on a rock, and the rock broke and fell down. First, that patient fell down about 50 yards and hit the head. First, that patient immediate loss of consciousness. First, that patient was out of consciousness for a few minutes. First, that when he woke up, found the patient severe head pain, dizziness, and lightheadedness. First, but since that patient has significant headache, difficulty to concentrate, difficulty to balance, inability to walk straight, dizziness, it is my opinion that the loss of consciousness, headache, difficulty balancing, difficulty to concentrate, memory loss, these are all kinds of symptoms suggesting traumatic brain injury. For that, I'm sure that's much of the interpretation.